The cryptocurrency Bitcoin is one many of us dearly wish we'd invested in when it was only worth a couple of dollars, but its rapid rise in value this year is reported to have created its first billionaires. They're the Winklevoss twins from America, and you might remember them from their association with Facebook. So what more do we know about them? A question I put to our business correspondent, Joe Lynham.
They are 36-year-old identical twins. I think they're about 6'4" each. They have degrees from Harvard and from Oxford. They rode for Oxford, in fact, in the boat race. And they are, as you say, now the first Bitcoin billionaires. They basically got in with Bitcoin when it was worth around $5, $6, or $7. It is, as of last week, worth $11,000 per Bitcoin. They put in $11 million into Bitcoin in 2012, and it has increased by 10,000%.
And they're two people we may well know. They've got a habit of being ahead of the curve.
Indeed, and they're not shy of litigating either. Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss claim to have invented the idea for the social network, which we now know as Facebook. And they engage a very young coding expert called Mark Zuckerberg, who was a student in Harvard University in the early noughties, to write the social network code. He then went off and formed something very similar, and they sued him. Allegedly, they came to a settlement of $65 million in 2008. From that settlement, which has never been publicly confirmed, they supposedly invested the $11 million into what we now know as Bitcoin.
They're now Bitcoin's first billionaires. What does this say about Bitcoin and its stature?
That it's overpriced, perhaps. $11,000 for a little bit of cryptocurrency. It is not linked to gold. It is not linked to any fixed asset. And supposedly, this bit of digital infrastructure is worth $11,000 per bit. And these are tiny little bits. They've also a finite number of these bitcoins, and they're supposed to kind of self-reduce, which should push up its value. It means that there's a certain amount of credibility these guys have got behind them. There are talk about making Bitcoin derivatives or futures or kind of special types of investments. Whether that could spark problems in the future, we don't know. We also must say that Bitcoin is the favored currency for criminals. They sell a lot of weapons and drugs using Bitcoins because it cannot be traced. Having said all that, there is a growing list of retailers and sellers who do legitimately sell products and accept Bitcoin as the payment.
Finally, they're now richer than many of us would ever dream of. Have they said what they're going to do with their money?
Not a word.